The devastating floods in Pakistan this year destroyed the homes of more than 7 million people, including more than 70,000 pregnant women. NPR's Dia Hadid has this report from an encampment in southern Pakistan.
Neha Mankani peeks into tarpaulin tents pitched in tidy rows, flapping in a hot breeze that whips up the dust.
I'm looking for pregnant women. I'm trying to mobilize them so they can come to my makeshift clinic.
Mankani's a midwife who leads the Mama Baby Fund. It's a small Pakistani charity running pop-up clinics in flood-affected areas. Like this encampment for families made homeless in the floods. It's pitched between cotton fields near a village called Sheikh Darul. Within minutes on the day we visit, there's a crowd waiting outside her makeshift clinic. Mankani and her team beckon the women in, one at a time. In one corner, there's a daybed. In another, volunteers rip open boxes packed with supplements and pills for the women and children. A pregnant woman walks in with a wailing toddler. Mankani asks her to lie down, raises her thin cotton shirt, feels her belly, listens for a heartbeat. Baby's fine, but the woman needs support for iron deficiency. Mankani turns her attention to the crying toddler. He's not getting enough food. He's got diarrhea, which is making his malnutrition worse. And there's another complication.
Cerebral palsy, yeah.
Cerebral palsy.
Sounds like the baby had seizures at some point, yeah.
The mother doesn't know why her boy's having seizures. Is it the heat? Mankani says he needs a doctor, not a midwife. She gives him nutritional supplements for now. Maybe that will help. A rhythm emerges. A noisy crowd outside. A woman comes in. They chat. Mankani and another midwife, Jahan Zaberi, check for fetal heartbeats. But it's the mothers and babies who need help. The midwives dole out vitamins, iron supplements, anti-nausea pills, food supplements, infant formula. Then 30-year-old Shehzadi walks in, thin with a little belly, 5 months along. She's worried about where she'll give birth.
So she's saying she hopes that she'd be back in her village before this one is born so that she can give birth at a facility. If not, she says, I'll have to give birth in a camp.
But Shehzadi is probably going to give birth in this camp because there's no money to rebuild her home. Mankani knows this and she's prepared delivery kits for the women. She gives one to Shehzadi. It's got a sterile plastic sheet to give birth on, a razor to cut the umbilical cord, nappies for baby, medicine to prevent hemorrhage. Then there's an interruption. It's nearly time for prayers. A man tells Mankani that her team have to move. The encampment's religious leader wants to pray, and he won't pray in any other tent.
We're going to have to move. How will we move all our stuff?
Mankani's team quickly find another empty tent. The crowd of waiting women follow them. But they've been waiting for hours and it's only getting hotter, around 110 degrees now. One woman holds up a crying, thin-boned baby girl to the new tent's fly screen window. She's trying to get Mankani's attention. The baby's mother is dead. The baby's mother died. This woman is her aunt, and she says the girl needs baby formula urgently. Next, a little girl tries to get the midwife's attention.
That's not a pregnant woman.
Mankani says, that's not a pregnant woman. The little girl holds up a baby for the midwives to see. He's so fragile, he looks like a doll. Mankani quickly lets the girl in.
What's the baby's name?
Zaman.
Zaman. Are you his sister?
Sister.
What's your name?
Ruxana.
Ruxana doesn't know her brother's age. She says he was born in the winter. Mankani opens his mouth to check if he's got teeth. She guesses he's about 1.5, maybe 2, but he's so small, it seems hard to believe. Mankani rummages through boxes, gives Ruxana a bag of vitamins and powdered milk. Ruxana touches Mankani's feet to show gratitude.
Okay,
5 hours into the clinic, it's time for a break. Mankani sits down on a daybed near a solar-powered fan. For 7 years, she's run midwife clinics in some of Pakistan's poorest and most remote areas, like communities who live on islands in the Arabian Sea.
It's very humid, it's really hot, but nothing like this.
Really?
This is terrible.
She says here, it's the heat, the desperate need of mothers and children who've long been poor, malnourished, and who've now lost everything to these floods. And she knows she's only treating a fraction of the women and children who need her care. But she makes peace knowing she's doing all that she can.
So I just have this philosophy that all the women I see myself I know are getting respectful care. That's part of why. And I'm a little crazy.
Outside, there's still dozens of women waiting. Back in town later that evening, Mankani messages me to say her team saw 80 women that day. She'll try to get some sleep, and the next day, she'll do it all over again. Dee Hadid, NPR News, Sheikh Daru.